Okay, I'm starting up.
Yep.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Welcome back to part two of this evening's podcast. Today is the 11th of December of 2023. Nate, welcome back, bro.
Welcome back, brother. Missed you.
Yeah, same here, man. Yeah. So, Nate, before we get into the news and weather, let's talk about football real quick.
Oh, great. Yeah, my Eagles are, they're like giving away home field advantage.
Can you tell me what the hell happened last night, bro? I mean, against the freaking Cowboys? Come on, man.
Cowboys are a good team, but so are the Eagles. And the last 2 weeks, the Eagles look like they forgot to play football.
Yeah.
San Francisco is a really good team, though. It's 49ers. I think it's going to be them and the Cowboys in the NFC Championship game.
Maybe.
My opinion.
But I'm going to go with the Eagles in San Francisco in the NFC Championship game. That's what I'm going to go with. I'm hoping I've told you this before, Nate, that all I wish for the Miami Dolphins is to win the division this year. That's all I'm hoping for. But right now they just lost the first seed to the Ravens. Pissed me off last night. But they played tonight. So there's two games tonight, right, Nate? There's Titans at Miami.
Yes. And
then Green Bay at the Giants, right?
Does that game even mean anything, though?
No, it means nothing.
I wonder if that's why they put in another game.
Well, you know what they did? You know they canceled that. You know, they were supposed to have that Monday night Patriots and Chiefs game. But they canceled that game. Yeah, they canceled it. They got rid of it. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so I think might be the makeup. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm hoping, man, tonight if Miami wins, that puts them back into the first seed contention again. I don't think they're a team that's going to go. I think if anything, it might be the Chiefs and Miami and the AFC Championship. I think the Chiefs will beat them, for sure. But I'm like I said, I'm only hoping for that. But so what's your prediction, Super Bowl? Now, I say Chiefs Eagles in the Super Bowl. No. Let me rephrase that. San Francisco Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
I'm gonna throw you a loop and say San Francisco, Miami, because you're so gloom and doom at Miami for so long. You don't think they'll make it.
I know. But, it's so
true. And let's talk about Patrick Mahomes. I never knew he was a crybaby like that. He was acting like a child yesterday.
I don't know. I don't really know what happened. I'm trying to figure all that out.
The guy was offsides, and he clearly was. They showed video of it. He was offsides. They called it what they should have, and he was like being a baby. I didn't know he was like that.
I didn't either, and it was kind of sad. I think both him and Reed both were acting like babies. They both were talking about making fun of the refs. They were saying all kind of stuff. My understanding of that, apparently there was a call that wasn't called on Von Miller. I think he was offsides. I think that's what the problem was. Let's be honest though. That throw to Kelsey, and then
that
him
was awesome.
And then him throwing it backwards was just an awesome play. It was just awesome. Let's just be honest about it.
That was awesome. And then they pulled it back. That was just a heartbreaker.
But what I don't understand though, Nate, is here's what I don't get about those offsides calls, especially on the linemen. When they line up, don't they usually look at the referees and ask them, "Aren't we like?" Don't they usually look at the ref and say, "How am I okay?" And doesn't the ref usually say okay? I mean, I thought that's what happens a lot of times.
I don't know. Maybe a ref lines up on the sideline where they're supposed to line up. I don't know. I really don't. I have no idea.
I mean, I've seen wide receivers like line up and look at the ref and like tell them, and the ref will be like, you know, back up. I've seen that before. Like they get the okay. Now this guy wasn't. He was more in. You know, he wasn't like out. He wasn't outside. So I don't know.
But he wasn't a lineman. He was like a wide receiver.
Right, right.
And you are right. He was
right. You are 100% right. His foot was way over the neutral zone. You're 100% right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That was a baby call. What's his name? Was that like little baby? I couldn't believe he was slamming his helmet. Well, you know why? Yeah. I'm sorry. Look, I think Mahomes is a good quarterback. I do. I've said it before.
Absolutely.
I don't think he's the hype that everybody's calling him the GOAT. I think that's a bunch of crap.
Well,
you know, that was Tom Brady. I'm sorry. But
I love Tom Brady.
Yeah, right? I know you do. I know you do. But you're like the only guy that I know of that like isn't like a Patriots fan that actually sticks up for Tom Brady all the time. You know, you're like the only guy that does. You know,
he's the best.
It's disgusting how they get on Tom Brady, but he really is. And
yeah, right.
But I just don't think Mahomes is the GOAT. I don't why they do that. And right. And they act like he's the gift to football. And I'm sorry, but let him get seven Super Bowl rings under his belt, and then we can call him the GOAT. You know,
yeah. You know? Let him go.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let me go. Oh, what did Tom Brady go 9 times and 1-6?
Yeah.
So, come on.
Yeah. Or when seven he does or that, like that. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was, yeah, and like right. what a 10, 15-year span? I mean, come on, you know,
right?
It's like crazy, dude. Right? Crazy. Especially right. at a time today when you have salary caps and free agency and all that.
That's
it's
true.
Harder today, you know.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's harder today. All right, Nate. Nate, I'm gonna ask you to do me a favor. Without saying anything, I'm gonna bring up news and weather with Cliff. But I'm gonna ask you, Nate, without saying anything, just let me know. Give me like a thumbs up or a thumb down if you're not hearing it. Okay.
Yes.
I want to make sure that we get this right in here, and hopefully I'll get it right tonight. Last time I kind of screwed it up. All right, so here we go. Let's go.
Okay.
All right, here we go with Cliff Hudson News and Report. Take it away, Cliff.
Good evening. Cliff Hudson extending warm holiday greetings and a big welcome to the weekly news, business, sports, traffic, and weather update from our newsroom here at the East Coast Brothers Podcast. And as always, thank you for tuning in. Coming up on 6:10 here, 50 minutes before the hour, and currently 29 degrees and partly cloudy here in the City by the Sea location. Hopefully everyone had a great weekend, so let's get right into it. In the news this week, as the holiday season reaches a fever pitch and kicks into high gear, most American families are trying to figure out how to make it.
What happened?
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. That was my fault. I didn't realize when my phone went off, it went dead.
You're so unprofessional.
I am unprofessional.
Make ends meet. And as discussed in a previous East Coast Brothers podcast, a recent Washington Post article stated that Americans have been able to put more money in their savings accounts in the last several years, which directly contradicts the fact that Americans have record credit card debt. Over $1 trillion. So here at East Coast Brothers Newsroom, we're going to call total bullshit on this article. And as a matter of fact, we're going to call it like we see it. Building back better? ? On that, please. Or more like that. Bidenomics backdoor. Building back better backfire blunder. In business news here at the East Coast Brothers, we cannot figure out for the life of us in this day and age of political correctness, wokeness, cancel culture, and on, nobody seems to take issue with the largest sporting goods chain in America being called Dick's. Go figure. In sporting news, the championship Kansas City Chiefs are scheduled to come into town this Sunday to take on the Patriots in Gillette Stadium. When Bill Belichick was asked about the whole Travis Kelce Taylor Swift thing, his response was quite out of character and behaving a little bit strangely, seeing that the Patriots just plain suck now. Bill said, "Ain't none of my business, but if you want to know the truth, my boy Tom is single now, and he should be hitting that ass." As far as traffic, well, to be perfectly honest, don't even get in the car, just stay home. And the weather forecast here from the East Coast Brothers Newsroom, use your good common sense. Pop your head out before you have your coffee. See what's going on out there and roll with it. If you want specifics on weather, tune in elsewhere. Well, folks, that's going to wrap it up here for the East Coast Brothers Newsroom this week. Thank you for listening, your support, and tolerance of all of us. And have a happy, safe, and holiday season from all of us here. And if you happen to be out partying heavily and have a little bit too much to drink, by all means, have a couple more. Stay at the party. Do some dancing. Grab some stranger's ass. Hug people that you don't know like you've known them forever. Crank some tunes. Let their dog out the back door. Blurt out obscenities. Get loud. Smoke a little weed. No, that's a party right there. Life is short. Who knows when you're able to get out again soon. Have some fun. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from all of us here at the East Coast Brothers. I'm Cliff Hudson. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Thanks, Cliff, for that unbiased newscast there. We appreciate it.
Awesome.
And thanks for
He's
the
awesome.
Advice. Thanks for the party advice. We have to make sure we do that.
Yeah, right.
Just so you know, Nate, I know you won't be up here, unfortunately, but next weekend, this Saturday, we're going to have our annual, our block goes out as Santa Claus. We're going to have our annual bar crawl. And I'll make sure I get pictures on the website for you, Nate, so we get it up there for people to see it. Yep.
You know, so I think they did it last year. I'm talking to you, our fellow fans. Matt got so drunk that he left without a bag, and then he returned home with a sack, with a bag. I don't know where he got it, but
we were laughing about that the other night. We were talking about that the other night because there's about five or six of us going this year. And you're right, Nate. I had no bag, and then we all walked home like about 2 miles from downtown. Right. And I had a bag, and they took a picture of me with a bag, and I have no idea what was in that bag or where that bag went. But apparently, I had a bag. Right. All right, Nate. Right. Let's get on the show. Let's get on now. Yeah, let's get on with Uncle Jimmy time. So let's get on here. Yes. So first of all, Nate, we got just saying random thoughts and observations or joke of the day. Which one you want to go first?
Random thoughts.
All right, random thoughts. All right, here we go. Here's random thoughts. Nate, this is really to you, Nate. This is for you people down there in Scranton. So he says here, so if you guys grew up in Scranton and regular Lunchbox Joe is from Scranton, how come none of you know of the Bidens from Scranton? So yeah, right? I never knew about them, dude. Did you know about them?
No, there's not even, that name's not even here.
Right? So good thought. Good observation, Uncle Jimmy. Yeah. We have no idea who the heck they are. We never heard of them before. Yeah. I'm going to put this out to our parents that have lived in Scranton for a very long time, even back in the 70s. Do you know who they were back then? I want to ask you that question.
Right.
Well, yeah. I want to ask you that question. Because we were kids, so I want to know if you knew who the Bidens were. All right?
Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely.
So, Nate, just saying or joke of the day?
Let's go joke of the day. Mix it up.
All right, Uncle Jimmy time. Joke of the day. Here we go. This is a big one. Here we go. A city cop retires and goes to Alaska and buys 40 acres of land to get some peace and quiet. Nobody around for miles. There's a knock on the door, and this huge bearded man is standing at the door and says, "Hello, my name is Gus. I'm your neighbor from 40 miles up the road, and I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to have a Christmas party, and I would love to invite you." The guy says, "Wow, that sounds great. I've been up here alone for quite a while now, and I'd love to get out and mix it up with some people." The big guy says, "That's great." And as he's walking away, he turns around and says, "There's going to be some drinking there." The guy says, "That's not a problem. I'm a professional. I'd love to party." The big guy then says, turns around and says, "There's going to probably be some gambling there too." The guy says, "Not a problem. I like to gamble." The big guy, Gus, says, "There's probably going to be some wild sex there too." And the guy says, "Well, that's not a problem. That's no problem either. I love wild sex." And he says to the big guy, "By the way, what should I wear?" The big guy says, "It really doesn't matter. It's just going to be the two of us."
I wonder how he answered one, that. Right?
That was a good one. It's just going to be the two of us. Oh, that's a good one. All right, so just saying, so from Uncle Jimmy, Uncle Jimmy's just saying, here he goes. 2 weeks ago, I sent my hearing aids in for a repair. I've heard nothing since. Just saying. Uncle Jimmy, you never disappoint. No. Thank you very much for that. And we appreciate the Uncle Jimmy time. Thank you.
Love it. I love it. Thank you, Uncle Jay. I love you.
No, he's the best, right? Yes. He's awesome, man. We love his stuff. He helps us out, keeps the podcast going, keeps it rolling.
Yes.
So, Nate, can you talk or no? Or do you want me to? You want me to talk about Justin's?
No, you could. You don't mind doing it, do you?
No. So let's talk real quick
You're better at reading, Matt. Don't you hear me like fumbling and I stutter? Like, come on, you're doing good.
It's all right. So we had asked Justin, our fact checker. Justin actually got some stuff back to us, and I think some of the questions we asked. One of the questions we asked last week, if I'm not mistaken, Nate, was did Obama also give money to Iraq or something like that? I think it was.
Right.
And Justin, we needed Justin to do some fact checking on us. And Justin says, so this is what Justin came up with. He says, yes, something to the tune of $150 billion, $1.8 billion in cash. The cash was converted into euros. $400 million of it was used in the release of U.S. hostages you mentioned. It is widely believed that some of these monies were used to fund terrorist attacks abroad, Yemen especially. Unfortunately, there is a long tradition of funding and otherwise supporting states that sponsor terrorism. Our intelligence services created Al-Qaeda. When training the Mujahideen to fight Soviet occupation in Afghanistan, some of you might remember that in the 90s, 2000s, the 10-year war that Russia had with Afghanistan. He says, so basically, we basically, and which is, I heard is true, we did basically create Al-Qaeda, we basically gave money and guns and weapons to Osama bin Laden to help fight the Soviets, and we basically created them. He then says, in assisting Ukraine, and this I find that this is interesting, Nate, and I've said this before, that Ukraine is very corrupt, and I believe they are. He says, he says, in assisting Ukraine, the U.S. has essentially partnered up with neo-Nazis. The old philosophy of the enemy of my enemy is my friend applies here.
Right.
So it is true. If you look at that, you go back and you take a look at that. Yes, that's it is kind of like that. So Justin, thanks for that. And Justin says, here's a fun fact. And
fun he's awesome. Isn't
he is awesome. But this is what Justin says here. He says, Israel is directly linked to the creation of Hamas. The original intent was to create a foil for the PLO, which was Arafat. This is mainstream news, but you very seldom hear it discussed. Interesting, no? Loving the show, my East Coast brothers. Keep up the good work, and I'll be listening when the episode drops, when the new episode drops. So it is interesting when you think about it, right, Nate? It's like you're like Justin said, your enemy is your friend. You know, as he said there, you know, your enemy is of my enemy is my friend. It's interesting if you think about it that it's so true that we have a history of funding these organizations that come back to haunt us. It's so true. It's so true.
Right. Right.
And all the money that we give and all the money that we give out there to these organizations. I mean, if you think about it, people don't want to talk about it. Right. But think about when we left Afghanistan, think about the billions of dollars of equipment that we left behind that was just left behind.
Right.
I mean, those of you out there that want to say that I'm full of crap, go ahead. But that was true. That whole thing was a debacle. We left people behind. We pulled out of there early. The bottom line, we left billions of dollars worth of equipment, good equipment that they are now using against us now or against our allies over in Afghanistan. So what a shame. What a shame that was. That's a shame.
Absolutely.
And what's funny, Nate, is if I was in the military and I lost a pen, I'd go to jail for that. That's what's amazing to me. So it's amazing.
They don't care.
It's amazing what they get away with.
Taxpayers' money. They don't care.
Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, we're not even going to talk about the $6 billion that we always mention has been lost, that disappeared.
That's been lost. Yeah.
That's
because I go on I go on my tire about the difference between million and billion.
Crazy. It's just crazy. Well, for those of you that haven't heard it before, Nate, explain that again real quick. Explain it.
A million seconds. I'll put it in perspective for you. A million seconds is 7 days. A billion seconds is 32 years.
Yeah, imagine.
That's all that money they sent over there.
So times that by 6 billion. Times that by six. Yeah. How much money that we just gave away, and I can guarantee you it's in somebody's pocket. I can guarantee you it's in somebody's pocket.
Absolutely.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Yes. Yep.
So hey, Matt, real quick. Speaking of that, so I'm on Facebook, and I'm on like a page. I don't want to say the name. But they're like, kind of seems like they're extremists, but it's like Republicans. So a guy put up how Biden makes, Biden's net worth was like $3 million. Now he's up to 40 some. But I Googled it. I researched it. And I said, that's not true. I wrote under the guy's thing. I said, I'm just trying to, I don't want people lying. They always hear about fake news from Trump.
Right.
So I said, listen, this isn't true. Like he goes, what's your facts? So I sent pictures of the Google search or whatever forms. And he's like, oh, that's a real reliable source. I said, but then a guy came on and said how Joe Biden, I guess, is worth like $80 million.
Yeah.
So he's like, I said, oh, wait a minute. You just got on me about how Forbes is fake, but it's okay if they're ahead in money. You know what I mean?
Right, like, right.
But anyway, it says he said 40 million and Kamala Harris was like 3 million and now they're up to 40 and she's up to 20. It's not true. It's well, according to Google. Anyway, I don't know if you know. But I just, you know, the fake news stuff. I just, you know what I mean? I'm not into the lies and propaganda and, you know, just tell us the truth. But these people are, but my point was, they're extremists on both sides. You got Democrat nut jobs, liberal and Republican nut jobs. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, 100% in it. 100%,
like,
bro.
Oh man. Yeah. These guys are like, oh, you're drinking the Kool-Aid. I've said, no, I'm just making a point.
Yeah. No, no, like, definitely. Definitely. You know, you're 100% right. It's and you know, like you said. Well, and it's like you said, it's hard because it's like, you know, like what is the actual like truth about these things, right? And like where can you really get the, you know, the you know, where can you really get it, you know, where can you get it from, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. 100%. I would have to say, I don't know what this is now. I think you have to, I definitely think that when you become a politician, I always said this, Nate, I believe this one wholeheartedly, that I believe that when you become a politician, I do believe that you really think you're going to try to change the world. I really do think you're going into it with that thought. I don't think that every politician says, I want to become a politician and get lambasted all the time and always get, you know, all this stuff and always go through this stuff all the time because for my own benefit. And I do believe that they do it because they really feel strongly about it. But then I do believe after a while, it does become about the money, because then they don't want to give up their, you know, they don't want to give up anything. They want to be forever. I mean, let's face it. They give themselves raises every year and they vote on the whole thing about they serve one term and they have a pension for the rest of their lives. I mean, where do you ever hear about that from? And they voted they voted that themselves. Maybe Justin could check us on that. Maybe Justin could check me on that. But I was always told that they voted that into themselves to make sure that that was something they voted themselves to get paid for life for serving like one term or something like that. It's just crazy. And they become rich. They become rich real fast. I mean, look at the Obamas, dude. The Obamas are millionaires. They become rich now. Books, everything else, dude. So. Yeah.
Well, real quick, Justin, he told me he has one more test and he has his CDL license.
His trucking license. Nice.
But he said he's lagging. He hasn't taken it. Justin, get out there and do it. You hear me?
Yeah, we're behind you, brother. We're behind you, Justin. Just get it done, man.
Yeah, come on.
We're behind you, brother. We're behind you, man.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Come on. And let us know how it goes. Just go out there and do it. I mean, it can't be, you know, come on, man. Come on.
Right.
So fine. Nate, we had mentioned earlier, we got some notable birthdays going on today. And so obviously our friend Daria, happy birthday, Daria, again, you're 50th. And, you know, God bless you. You look wonderful. Honestly, when somebody says that you're still 29, you still look like you're 39. So God bless you. You know, you're doing good, you know. You're doing good, you know. But Nate, you know who else's birthday it is? He's 49 years old. Do you remember this guy? WWF, Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
Remember him?
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. Rey Mysterio. Yeah. Because remember, we used to watch wrestling with Uncle Artie.
Yeah. Rey Mysterio. He always had the mask on. I think he was. Yes. I don't know if he was Mexican or something like that, but he always had the mask on.
That was a big thing with the Mexicans, I think, wasn't it? They wore a mask and they hid themselves.
Yes, 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 yes. If you ever watched that movie with L, what was that movie with that guy from School of Rock? What's his name?
Oh, Jack Black.
He does that movie L something. What's that? He does that.
Oh,
that,
okay.
El Macho or something, whatever it's called. That's a funny movie. Yeah, but that's what it's all about, though. He's a Mexican wrestler. Where he always wears a mask. But Rey Mysterio, who is well known for his tricks and his jumps and everything. Rey Mysterio was awesome, dude. He's 49. Nate, this is going to blow your mind. 65 years old. 65 years old, dude. Guess who that is, Nate?
It's probably a group that we like growing up.
Yep. 65 years old. Nikki Sixx.
Wow.
Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue, bro, is 65 years old, dude.
Right.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yes.
Crazy.
Oh, time waits for no man, right?
Oh, man. You know, I laugh sometimes. I think about back then. Like, if you think about it, right, Nate? Like, did you ever watch? There's a video that I like to watch. I think it's, oh, my goodness. I don't know if it's who it is. Well, there's a video of a group that I like to watch, and they're in a stadium, and they're showing them setting up for the show and stuff like that. And then they showed them later on, like in the video, it's like the stadium and they're like to 50, 60, 70,000 people. And I'm thinking to myself, dude, these bands today, they can't even get a freaking bar room full today. I mean, it's right. crazy, dude. It's crazy.
Yes. Yep.
It blows my mind that they used to fill up stadiums, bro. Like stadiums. Yeah. And they can't even get like a bar room full.
We went to see them in Hershey. The Hershey Park has like an arena now, like outside. Yeah. Dude, it was packed. It was awesome too. Def Leppard kicked ass. It was Joan Jett, Poison, Crew, and then Def Leppard. It was a good time.
Nice.
It was 2 years ago, I think, or last year or something. It was a good time.
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, some of these guys still look okay. Some of these guys. Hey, did you know? Hey, here's something I didn't know. Did you know that Angus Young from AC/DC, do you know that he never drank? He never drank in his life. Did you know that?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, he doesn't do drugs or drink. There's a word for it. He abstains from all that stuff in his life. And apparently he's done it his whole life. Yeah.
I have more respect for a guy like that than a guy who's out partying all the time.
Oh, me too. And you would think the way that he is, dude, I always thought he was just a party. He was always drunk all the time. But no, the guy never did. The guy lives they call it something. I forget what they call it, but he's actually lives a lifestyle of abstinence from alcohol and drugs. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Crazy. His brother, I don't think, was like that. I don't think Malcolm was like that. He passed away, by the way.
Malcolm did.
Yeah, he did. Yes, he did.
So, Nate, right. Jermaine Jackson, another one. Jermaine Jackson, Michael's brother. 69 years old today. And here's one right here. I wanted to mention her because I think she's awesome. And due to the fact that she's of Puerto Rican descent, like we are, although we're kind of debating that right now. But I want to talk about this woman here. She turns 92 years old. She's still alive. Her name is Rita Moreno. Now, some of you might know Rita Moreno. Some of us our age might remember her from The Electric Company. Do you remember that show, The Electric Company?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. So that was like the predecessor to Sesame Street.
Sesame Street. Yes. Yes. Wow.
And Morgan Freeman and Rita Moreno were actually on The Electric Company. That's where they got their starts.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
I did know that.
Yes. So Rita Moreno, she's a Puerto Rican actress. She's wonderful. She was in The West Side Story. She was in The King and I, and she was also in Singing in the Rain. And she is one of the few celebrities that achieved the triple crown of acting. She has an Emmy, a Grammy, and a Tony. I mean, good, that's crazy. Her. That's good for her. Yes. She's one of the very few that has ever done that. And I'm proud of that fact that she's, again, she's done so well in her life, especially, you know, being, you know, of Puerto Rican descent. You know, I don't think that our actors and actresses that are of Hispanic descent really get the credit they should be getting.
Right.
I don't think they do. I think they get left somewhere behind. I think they get left someplace, and I don't think they get any credit at all. Same with Asian. I don't think Asian actresses or actors really get the credit they deserve. But I want to say I'm very proud of the fact that us being also Puerto Rican descent, or we think that she.
We're white. I can say it. White actors get all the free accolades. They do.
Oh yeah, no, it's true. Yeah, true. Yeah, it's true. Yes. True. Yeah, it's true. So Nate, before we continue, I want to just tell people while we're joking about the whole Puerto Rican thing.
Let's do it.
So our whole life, basically the bottom line is our grandmother, my mom's mother, was from Puerto Rico. And so we basically always said we were Puerto Rican.
Right.
And our grandfather on our mother's side, he was Italian. And on our father's side, we don't know much because he was adopted, so we don't know a lot about him. We do know that we have some German from him in there, and we have some maybe Welsh and some other things in there as well. But we don't know a lot about it. But Nate and I, it was interesting because Nate did a DNA test, and Nate,
I can put it on the page.
But what happened with that? So, Nate, what were some of the... I don't have it in front of me. Do you have it in front of you, Nate? Because I know you sent it to the group text.
We have.
It was kind of interesting because I don't think anything showed up that we were Puerto Rican or something like that.
No, it was. Right?
I got it. I got it right here.
All right, good.
So
some of it was weird, right?
Huh?
Some of it was weird, like what we are. Like,
well, it was weird. So yeah. Like, for instance, on it says that we have 43% England, Wales, and Northwestern Europe, right. which would be from Dad. I will say it's from him.
Right.
32% France, which again, France, because yeah. Dad was French Canadian. Yeah, he knows he was a little French in there. Again, right. 13% Germanic or Europe, so we get that. 7% Italy. Okay, Grandpa.
Yes.
2% Portugal.
Right.
1%, I don't know what that, 1% Native right. American, North, Central, South. I mean, so does that mean that we're like, is that like Native American, like Indian?
I would assume. I don't know.
I'm going down to the casino and telling them this. I want to get some money. I want right. to get some money. They'll give you money, man. And then it says 1% Cameroon, Congo, and Southern Bantu peoples. And then 1% Sweden.
Right.
Right. Where the heck in there? Where the heck is there? Is there any Spanish or any Puerto Rican there, dude?
Oh, when I put it up on Facebook, you know Jimmy Bofill, our mother's cousin.
Yeah,
he said his mother or grandmother used to always talk about coming from France. They came over from France.
Really?
He said that. Yes. So that's maybe that France comes into play.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting too, because I don't know if you remember. I remember Grandma used to always say that we're not. She said, "You're not Puerto. We come from a royal yes. stock."
Yes,
she used to always say like from royalty, from Spanish royalty. She used to always say,
"Yes, she always
that's
said
what
that.
She used to yeah. say." well, I'm gonna do a test, myself. Yeah. But Nate. The question has been though, are these things real or not? I mean, are they or not? So I'm going to do a test and see, but let me ask you a question. Didn't a test you do, didn't daddy's name come up in a test that it was your father?
It did, but
right.
But they can follow you on Facebook. You know what I mean? Like they're making billions of dollars. These people, do you know what I mean? Like they probably have researchers. True. Wait till you see how easy it is, Matt, how easy all it right. is doing a test.
All right.
Wait. But I did Ancestry. Yep. So if you, I don't know which one's 23andMe, I was thinking about grabbing and doing just to see what that says, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know, bro. Who knows?
Okay. So you did Ancestry. You've did that test. Have you gotten the results? Or are you still waiting on them?
Oh, no. That's the one. That's the one.
That's
I sent
the one.
You. Yes. I want to do it to 23andMe. That's like another right. check into what you are. You know what I mean?
All right. I'm going to check that out. And you know what, too? Mommy was talking about doing it, too, and she's talking about so if you're listening to this, mother dear, I know you said you were talking about the expense of it. But okay, so I'm going to buy you a test for Christmas, Mom, and this is what you're going to take. So I'm going to buy you – that's your Christmas present this year as a test. Maybe you and Aunt Carmen. I'm going to give them both of you. And then that'll be my gift for you guys this year. And I want you guys to take it. And I want to see.
No, don't waste your money on that car. She did one.
Oh, she did one. Oh, okay. So I'll get one for mommy. Okay. So I'm going to get one for mommy then.
And we'll it hush.
She's not saying about it. She's not saying what she got. She's not saying the results.
I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe they don't want people to know they're not Puerto Rican. I have no idea. We're going to get tormented for this. You know this, right?
Oh, I know. They're going to get mad thinking that we're bashing, but we're not.
Yeah,
I've always been very proud of the fact that we have Puerto Rican blood in us. I've always been very proud of that.
Absolutely.
I've told people that all the time. I'm very proud of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey, right. So that's what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a test and then I'm going to have mom do it. I'm going to get her one for Christmas and she's going to do a test and we're going to see where we are. And I'm going to do the 23andMe. Is that the one you're going to do, Nate? All right. I'll do that
I'll
one.
I'll try that one. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's do it then. So right. I guess my second question. We'll have to let each other know. So my second question of the podcast today, second question is going to be, is how many out there have done ancestry tests and found out that you're totally not what you think you are?
There you go. That's a good question.
How many have you done it and just were just amazed by the fact that this is not what I was told? Because I've spoken to people that have said to me that they've done those tests and they were totally off what they were told from their parents that they were.
Right.
I've heard many people tell me that.
Yeah,
so that's pretty.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know, man. I mean, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, Nate, about like, the, you know, about you know, Facebook and there's social media out there, but I can't imagine it like that. People wouldn't catch on if it was like, if it was a hoax. I just can't imagine.
By now, you're right.
Yeah. Can't imagine that people wouldn't catch on to it, that they're going on Facebook and stuff like that and checking, you know, checking you out. And I just can't imagine that they wouldn't do that, but you could be right. You could be right. Who knows?
Right. I don't know. I hear you. You don't know.
All right.
I got shout outs. So I'm going to.
Shout out. Hit it, Nate. Hit it. Last four minutes.
This, and listen, thank you everybody for listening. Make sure you hit the like button.
Yep, like, hit the like button.
Us, please.
Yep.
Andy Z, my man. Joe Dowdy, Tony Wesley and his kids, the Petros Pharmacy, Allison Burke, my girl from work. I love her. Our parents, of course. You wouldn't have this great podcast if it wasn't for our parents.
That's right.
Uncle Jimmy, my man Justin Morgan, who always helps us out. I got to say my friend, Billy Davies, and his wife, Wendy, because he got mad at me for saying his boss. Tom Borthwick, a neighbor. Our Aunt Carmen, who's awesome. Yep. AJ Frushon, he's the one who made us the pitcher. He's a really good kid.
It's awesome.
Of course, Daria, and happy birthday, Daria. We love you. Gordon and his family. Gordon is Matt's old longtime friend.
Yep.
Onyx and the IBC. He actually listened. I'm sorry, Irish Boxing Club.
Nice.
The kids are kids. I'm not naming them all.
Our kids, everybody's kids.
Yeah, Paul McDonough, he owns Westside Auto Parts. He's actually a long time friend of mine. Sons of the Hunt, who was a Jay and
Mark, right? Mark,
that's it. Mark, sir, I'm sorry, guys.
Jay and Mark. Yep.
Yeah.
We gotta get Jay on again.
Yes.
We gotta get Jay on again.
Yeah. Hopefully he hears this. He'll get a hold of us.
Yeah.
Clint Griffiths, Kyle Moraine, a guy from work. And real quick, I went to my doctor's today, and she hasn't been around. I guess she had cancer in it.
Oh, really?
But it went to remission. But she hasn't been around. She actually came back. So,
oh, no.
I think they just say prayers. She actually pretty much saved my life. She caught the diabetes in me and you know, pretty much took care of me.
But, oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, if you just say a prayer. I mean, usually when I hate to say, usually when it comes back, it's not good. It comes back to take you out.
But, all right,
And of course, the veterans. Can't forget
all our veterans. Vets. Yep, our veterans out there. Yep.
Right.
Nice.
That's it, brother.
So folks, Nate, thanks for reading out the shout outs tonight. So, folks, for you out there, if you want to contact us, our email is eastcoastbros2. At gmail.com. Again, it's East Coast Bros, the number two, at gmail.com. Hey, Jay, if you happen to be listening, buddy, why don't you email me? We want to get you on the show soon. So why don't you do me a favor and email me? Let me know when you want to come on, Jay. We'll get you on, okay, buddy? Nate, and what about you, Nate? Anybody you want to bring on or what? Is anybody you want to bring on to the show?
I could bring Irish Gene Reed. He's been a local professional fighter.
We got to get Gene on. We got to get Gene on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Gene's a great guy, man. He's a good guy. And we got to advertise for Gene, too. And he does photography, doesn't he?
He does. Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Digital memories. He does a good job, too.
Yeah, he does a great job. He did Gordon, their son's wedding. Great job he did. Yeah, Gene's awesome.
Yeah, that's
so we got to get Gene on. Yeah. Got to get Gene on for sure.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Well, all right, folks. Well, we got less than a minute to go. So, hey, everybody, thanks a lot. Nate, thanks for joining us. Tim, we'll catch you next show. Ladies and gentlemen, like we said, we're going to catch you on Christmas Day. We're going to do a show on Christmas Day, and we'll catch you all then. Nate, God bless you.
Love you, brother.
Tell everybody said hi, man. And we'll talk to you all later on.
Love everybody.
Thanks for listening, folks. God bless you.
Bye-bye. Yep. All right. Bye-bye.